Well, let's focus on this story now, very well summarized in Business Day earlier today by Catherine Child. And it is an extraordinary one where, as the tourist numbers are starting to gear up, as more countries are opening up both ways for people to move in and out, and South Africa is hoping for a really decent Christmas holiday period, there's a huge problem, a massive bottleneck. This dates back almost 16 years. The National Public Transport Regulator was formed to solve bottlenecks in the issue of permits for vehicles such as tourist buses, tourist vehicles. It might include airport shuttles, but perhaps taking people to tourist sites, for example, the Hector Peterson Museum or the Johannesburg Zoo or whatever. Buses used to take tourists on longer trips, and game vehicles that are not being operated within game reserves but are travelling on public roads. If you go through the gates at Kruger, you will see literally dozens and dozens of these. So the bottleneck exists. How does it get unblocked? And will it be in time for the hoped arrival of many tourists in our summer? We speak now to Tsifiwa Chivengwa, who is the CEO at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Mr. Chivengwa, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Certainly in the quotes I've seen, you are enormously frustrated by this. Is this another case of us shooting ourselves in the foot?
Good afternoon, John, to you and to your listener. Indeed, it is a case of us shooting ourselves on the foot. We have been talking about the National Public Transport Regulator for quite some time, and we've held various meetings to try to solve the bottlenecks, but we don't seem to be going anywhere with it because we still have the same issues that we had for many, many years. And one of the things that's frustrating is that the Act itself is quite clear on what needs to happen at what stage in terms of issuing this public transport permits. But it's not happening, and we keep having backlogs. And as you said, we are now heading into a situation where, for the past 20 months, there are many vehicles that were parked. Some of these permits have expired. Now you try to reapply. There is no board that's sitting there to do the adjudication. In fact, if you read the Act, you shouldn't even be going into adjudication. Some of these things should be automatic, and it should be renewed immediately if you're already accredited as a transport provider within the tourism space. But that's not happening. We have a situation where it's just nothing is happening from that point of view. Lots of entrepreneurs who bought vehicles to try to transport tourists are sitting at home with those vehicles. They can't get permits. They can't enter the industry. And also, it's a setback for transformation. And many people that are trying to get in, but we can't give them just a piece of paper to say, go and operate this vehicle, it's roadworthy.
I'm looking at a comment, and Catherine Child spoke to tourism spokesperson Blessing Manale, who says, government can't rewrite legislation in a, quote, quick fix manner that will have unintended consequences on the fragile public transport market and affect taxis, Ubers, bus subsidies and light rail. I can't see how this would. These seem to be, to me, two systems operating in parallel. And the one is, yes, I guess they're to a degree in competition with each other. You might take a shuttle from a company from the airport, or you might jump in an Uber or a metered taxi. So there is some overlap, but surely there's not substantial enough overlap. And presumably this was never a problem in the past.
Well, John, legislation needs to be progressive. And we need to acknowledge that, this was written by people and it can be changed by people.
Yes.
And I think that's just how we need to be. We need to be agile. We cannot have this thing of saying, this thing is set in stone or cast in stone. It doesn't work like that. We are businesses. Things change. We need to change the regulation to fit the environment that we're in. So that's number one. We need to be able to change this to make sure that it works for businesses. It works to make sure that we create employment and impact the economy. Now, the fact that there were other public transport, including, taxis and buses and many others, in the tourism space, our transportation is quite unique and different.
And focused.
In most cases, it's focused on the tourists that are traveling. And if it's inbound, it's focused on that, and it's going to various places across the country. If you look at the legislation and how it's being applied, and I've seen some of these things, and I've attended many of these meetings, you know, you find that they're being asked, you know, which province are you going to operate in? No, we operate in the whole country. And if we can, this function of giving this accreditation should be sitting at the Department of Tourism to make sure that it moves faster. Now it's sitting at the Department of Transport, and it's being looked at together with other forms of public transport. I think the tourism one, we've been talking about the impact into the country, job creation, the impact into the economy. We need to specialize it to make sure that we can deliver and make sure that these entrepreneurs are able to work. It's embarrassing when people arrive here and someone says, but I don't have a paper. And it makes people, you know, to do criminal things, to drive without a permit. And this is being enabled. So we need to do something about it.
Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Tsifiwa Tshivengwa, are you a tourism entrepreneur? Are you caught up in this inability not only to not get your vehicle permits renewed, but to get any kind of answer as to when they might be renewed? All of this. And by the way, we've had the whole of lockdown with no great busyness in the tourism system where this could have been dealt with. People were looking for things to do. Surely you prepare for better times while you're caught up in bad ones. I'd love to hear from you if you're involved with that.